Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to See You Next Tuesday. You've got a guest maybe, host.
I was going to say, maybe you shouldn't start talking. Because yeah, they're going to be like, who the hell is this? I have started a podcast that I don't even know what the hell this is. This is not who I came to listen to. It is, though. It's just it is. Megan with COVID.
Again, motherfuckers. Again. If you haven't followed my Instagram story. A lot of people were like, oh, don't worry. You can test positive again, like, after, like, you know, you don't need to test positive, like, if you're feeling fine. And I was like, oh, no, the plot twist is, like, I'm not feeling fine.
Right.
And here's the thing. People come on my, like, not everyone. It's literally, like, six people with, like, 15 accounts. Or it's probably actually two people with 15 accounts.
Who, did like, you know come- that you can now check for the spam ones and see who's double made them?
Yeah, because that you can block every account they've made.
Yeah.
It's been very
but
helpful.
Also, like, it just shows, like, in your people that follow you, it, like, shows at the top, these are spam. These are things that we believe are spam accounts.
Oh, I need to dive into that.
Oh, yeah.
Those select few people are like, God, this bitch is always sick and she's fucking always complaining. And so, like, you know, they make me self-conscious. So I'm like, I'm not going to complain. So, like, literally, I was like, Monday, I was like, damn, I feel like I'm kind of getting sick. But I was like, Megan, don't talk about it. Like, you're fine. Like, you don't have to share that. And so, you know, I kept that to myself. And then on Tuesday, I woke up and I was like, no, I'm like fucking sick. Like, I feel like shit. So I took a COVID test. I tested positive. And everybody's like, no, it's fine unless you're sick. And I was like, oh, actually, here's the thing. Like, I am like, I totally got sick. Like, I've got a fever and chills. Like, I'm sweating and shaking. And like, my throat is sore. I'm snotting up something rancid. And so, yeah, I have a COVID rebound, which a lot of people call it a Paxlovid rebound. But I'm up to date on, you know, all the long hauler subreddits and all the COVID subreddits. And, it happens just as frequent with Paxlovid and with placebo and without any sort of treatment. Mm-hmm. It just happens pretty often because COVID tends to take longer in your system. So, yeah, hopefully I'm going to get something to fix this. I'll just rebound all day. Like, give me another Paxlovid thing and then I'll go back and forth. But it is literally, as we're recording this, January fucking 18th, and I have not been able to start my goddamn new year.
Maybe I jinxed us, because the last episode that we recorded in December, I literally said 2014 is going to be our
2014?
Year. 2014? I'm sorry. I said...
I don't know what that year was. I couldn't tell you anything about that year. It's probably a pretty good one.
What was happening 10 years ago?
Don't know. Don't know.
Anyway, I said 2024 is going to be our year, and I pray that we are healthy.
Listen, I jinxed myself because I posted that same day a screenshot of someone's comment to my video saying, this bitch is always sick or complaining, sick and complaining. And I literally responded to that and I said, 2024 is the year of endless goodness and like bountiful health or whatever. And then that same day I was like, well.
I responded. I think I said, welp. Also, speaking of you posting things on social media, what did I tell you to do?
Get the squeezy one.
Uh-huh. And then did I get any update to that?
No, but also I did give you a prerequisite when I told you I'm usually fine up until late afternoon. And then that's when things take a nosedive. You were like, so I had posted that and then you had followed. I posted that TikTok right at the end, the brink of like, okay, she's fucking in for the night. She's not good. And so no, I didn't give you an update.
You didn't even tell me you got
it. But also you inspired me to post a TikTok because you said, I saw that on your TikTok. And then a couple of hours later you said, I meant your Instagram. And I said, maybe I should record a TikTok. So really it was for you, but it was just a little subtle.
I stopped 7 hours later.
I know. It was for you. It was just subtle. But I used to have one and I found it. I mean, and I made Mots get me another one. But I have to say, doesn't it kind of look like the bottle that you use on your vagina once you have a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a bottle with a hole in it.
Yeah. And you
squeeze really
it.
It's really nothing special about it.
No, it's not.
It just forces the liquids in there
pressure.
A little bit better. Yeah.
Someone said there's a water pick version where it's like
It's like it looks like it irrigates you the hell out of you. Like it looks exactly like my water pick. I have a water pick contraption and it looks exactly like it, except for it has a fatter thing and you put it up there. And honestly, it looks incredible. Like, I don't know if you've ever had your ears irrigated before.
I would love
cleaned
to
out.
Know.
Oh my gosh, it feels so good. And I feel like it would be the same exact thing.
Mott saw it and he said, I saw this contraption and like, it scared me. And like, I don't know if like you want that sometime. And I was like, you know, I'm a little afraid of that right now. Because
that's why I didn't recommend it.
No, like when I say what's going on in my nasal cavity is something I like, the last time that the things have been coming out of my nose and my throat have been like this is like when I got my nose done. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, am I shedding cartilage? Like, what the fuck is happening? But it's not coming out easily with that. And someone said it's because like you're really swollen, like it's all really inflamed, which makes sense.
And my answer to that would then be to get the spray stuff, but you don't want to do that.
I know, everyone kept saying that.
That will make it, because it's basically a steroid. It'll make it less.
I think if my doctor says like just wait it out, I'm gonna be like, cool, then I'm gonna go get fucking Afrin or something like that. Like if he's like, just do something over the counter versus writing a prescription for something. But if he tells me to like to do a nasal spray, like at this point, I will, because this sucks fucking ass. Like, I'm so, and Moss doesn't have it, which is great, but also we have to fucking isolate.
Yeah. But one
even
thing
though
about
he was sick.
The nasal spray is that I told you I watched a video how we're all doing it wrong. So I feel like if you do it the right way, it won't be as irritating as you remember it being.
Yeah. It just terrifies me. But yeah, you're right. And also, like, I'm so fearless when it comes to the neti pot that I feel like I should be fucking fine with the spray. Because most people are more afraid of the neti pot.
Yeah, if you neti pot and then spray, it's like a new world.
Oh, I can't. wait. I'm so looking forward to that. And I'm just trying to figure out the science between why one nostril is clogged and I can't breathe through it. And then 5 minutes later, the other one is clogged and the other one's fine. And someone said it's like, it's whatever side of the brain you're not using. And I was like, I can't investigate this. This is too much. True. This is too complex.
I'm sorry. That is not true.
I don't know. And like, it's just, it's a confusing thing up there. But I just want to apologize to everybody because like we were so ready to get back on our fucking game. And then this like hit me out of goddamn nowhere.
Yeah.
So I wholeheartedly apologize.
Each other in like 2 months.
I know.
Longer than that.
Moss's mom texted me and she read my Instagram story. She goes, this is a joke, right? And I was like, no, Caroline, I am sick with COVID again. And everybody's like, oh my God, of course. And like Moss didn't rebound. Moss is fine. And we had the same strain of COVID.
For now. His,
I think he'll be fine. Because I'm also at the tail end of like it almost wouldn't be considered, if it was a little bit longer, it wouldn't be considered a rebound. Because like as of right now, it only is like between 2 to 8 days. And I got sick on day like 9. Mm-hmm. So he would be on day like 14, which seems.
That's true.
Yeah, but we're separating. I finally got him to start watching one of the best shows, one of my favorite shows of all time, Lie to Me, starring Prada Runway model Tim Roth. They did a runway, like a villain runway show where they invited like Gary Oldman and like all of these different actors to like walk and essentially like strut and like sneer. And it's good. I wonder if your dad definitely watched it.
Probably not.
A three season procedural.
No, it's a procedural. It sounded like a reality
show. Tim Roth and reality.
That's why I was confused.
No. It's a great procedural, only 3 seasons, and I love it. And Chadwick Boseman was just on an episode, but like I don't know what they did for him the first scene, because Moss goes, that's Chadwick Boseman, and I go, that is not Chadwick Boseman. And I think it was because he was talking with his mouth, but he wasn't talking with his teeth. Do you know what I mean? Like he was like playing drunk, so he was like being a little, and I was like, that's not him. And then we get him to the interrogation room and I go, I recognize those teeth anywhere. That is Chadwick Boseman. You're right. It was very good in it.
I'm sure.
But he's just so young. And I've seen the show so many times that like I usually remember people from it, but he was so, I like fully didn't even realize that was him, but he was fantastic.
Started out on All My Children.
Oh, so I should recognize
Michael
him.
Michael B. Jordan he left and then Michael B. Jordan took the role.
Do you think they met then?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is crazy. Do you think they knew each other then, like met and were friendly?
Usually they talk, like they like do a little transition to get to know the character. So I think so.
I love that. That's sweet. Full circle.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child. And it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand. And it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME.
So how have you been?
I've been really good and I feel like bad because I've really been out.
No, that's okay. And you know, I've got bad luck, but I'm going to work on lifting the whatever curse is on me. I've got to go to a witch. I got to go to someone to like cast some protection spell on me or like rid me of the bad whatever is happening. So tell me about all your good stuff. Maybe I will absorb it by proxy.
Eric, get on that.
Yeah, please. Thank you, Eric.
What all did I do last weekend?
You had some delicious food.
I did.
The only thing I did was I had a psychiatrist appointment and I answered it and we were video chatting and she goes, are you sick? And I go, yeah, I'm a little sick. She was like, do you have COVID again? And I was like, no. And she goes, you should test. And I tested and I was like, Stacey, you were right.
Well, last Saturday I went to a little chat with, you know, it's tis the award season. So you can go to so many things. And so one of my favorite writer, producer, directors, Richard Linklater, was doing a little talk. And so,
oh wow,
I saw that. And then later, my friend Ty, spoke about him several times on this show. He was in a Lifetime movie that was wild. And so he had a little.
It looked wild from the fucking little preview stuff that he was posting. I was like, damn, Ty, you are. this was acting. You are acting.
Yes, he is playing an incel.
I remember when he first posted about, like, I don't know what it was, something about, like, you know, what a way to spend a couple months. It was like months ago, and it was just the hairstyle. And I go, you don't even need to tell me that you're playing an incel based. Yes. I already know based on the hair.
Yeah.
And then this part, I was like, yeah, no, you've been doing this.
Yeah, he was filming this last year around my birthday, so that's why we couldn't do kickball, because we were doing it at a place that he had available to him. And so, yeah, so we watched it. And then on Saturday, Sunday, I had brunch with Allison.
Oh, fun.
We just chatted, caught up, and then later my fam was in town. And had a little family dinner, my uncle, aunt, and then I was with my cousins. It's great.
It's so fun. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you, I saw Book of Clarence.
What'd you think?
I like the kid from Stranger Things. And also, as soon as I saw that man, like a fraction of that man's face, I said, Benedict Cumberbatch, what are you doing here?
Right.
And Mott had the exact opposite response, where he goes, I know Benedict Cumberbatch is in this movie. When is he coming on the screen? And I go, I saw him immediately. I do have a couple notes. One, those white people were not sunburned enough. They needed to be sunburned. Like, there's no, we don't have like sunscreen here. Like, you'd be putting mud on, you'd be doing all of those things. And I'm like, you would be more sunburned than this. The kid from Stranger Things having full facial hair is making me feel incredibly old.
He's been in a lot of things recently, and I keep forgetting that he is an adult now.
Yeah, it's a little jarring. And,
yes, it's very jarring. Like, I've seen him in a few things. I'm like, I see him. I'm like, who is that? And then
that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. And I went, there's no way. There's no way. Older
like,
brother,
I know
maybe.
It's him. Yeah. Uh-huh. But like,
my brain won't let me like say that it is him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ending part, Mons and I both at the ending part, he was like, ugh, okay. And I was like, well, you know, I was like, the ending part's not really for us. But I thought the acting in it was really good. And I do think that Tiana Taylor has Instagram face to me, so that was a little weird that I'm like, I don't really see her in that time period, but I love her, so I'm like, I don't care. But everyone else was good, and it was funny, and it made me laugh. And then the first thing I asked Mods, I was like, how far is Rome from where they, because I was like, this does not feel like a hop, jump, and a skip. And I was like, or is this like, you know,
colonizers.
Or is this just like, you know, the US just like having a little station in Iraq like all the time? And he was like, it's that. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was just shot beautifully. I love how it was edited. And I love the cinematography, the coloring. I love the fucking soundtrack was so good. Like,
so good.
I was like,
because the writer producer also is a music writer producer, like him and Jay-Z.
That's how he knows Jay-Z.
That they're partners in both film and in music, and so like they are doing the music at the same time that they're doing
the movie. Yeah, you can tell it's like a musical in that sense, but without them singing. So the disco number, I was loving it, and it was a pretty empty theater, but. Similar to how I felt when we saw Dix the musical, it was all the right people to see it with, because I love when people like say things out loud in it, but and I'm just like, I'm feeling the same way, or like I can see other people's heads bopping and dancing or like laughing, so like that was really nice. I love like laughing in the theater with people, and so that was good. And we enjoyed that. We saw that for his birthday. And then we went to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house, and we hung out with the baby and my nephew, which he said the funniest thing ever. So we have that. So Mats has this game with him where they play speedboat, where he like sits on Mats's lap and he like moves his like legs really fast, and they're like, oh, there's a big wave coming, and he'll like jump up and like lift them up. And then he and I play the more scenic sightseeing whale watching game. So we'll sit on my lap and we'll do that. And we like hold our hands up to be binoculars. And so we'll like be like, oh, there's alligators this way. And I was like, what do we say to the alligators? And I had told him before that I asked him where alligators live, and he goes, oh, alligators live far away. I go, alligators live in Florida, my guy. And he was like, what? And I was like, they live in Florida. This is why we don't go to Florida. And
that's the reason.
Yeah. And so he said, I was like, what do we say to the alligators? He said, go back back to Florida. And I laughed. And then he went, with Donald Trump. And I went, say what? Like, four-year-old knows who Donald Trump is. And his mom's laughing. And
knew
she goes,
that he was in Florida.
I know. And I was like, and I look at his mom and she goes, oh, yeah. So why? So Donald Trump, is he a good guy? And he was like, no. And she's like, why is he not a good guy? And he goes, he does not like to share. He takes things from people that are not his. He is not good. He calls people mean names and he is not good at taking turns. And she goes, who is he not good at taking turns with? And he said, Joe. And I was like, she was like, yeah, he thought it was his turn again, but it was actually Joe Biden's turn to be president. And yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, wow. I was like, how are the alligators going to get to Florida? He goes, on an airplane. That's how I went there. And I was like, facts. Love that. And it just, it killed me. And Mons didn't even believe me when I told him. He's like, there's no way he said that. I was like, dude, I was just as shocked as you were that I was like, this child knows about Donald Trump, knows that Donald Trump lives in Florida. And here I was thinking I was blowing his mind, telling him that alligators lived in Florida. But he was making a connection the whole time saying alligators live where Donald Trump is.
Incredible.
Yeah. Except every animal in his mind, because he is a vegetarian, every animal is also a vegetarian. So anytime I'm like, what's gonna happen if the alligators get us? And he goes, they're gonna eat all of our spinach. And I was like, for sure, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna eat our spinach and our broccoli. And he goes, don't eat our broccoli, we need it to eat with our hummus. I was like, you're so fucking weird.
What a California kid.
He's such a fucking California kid, and his dad really wants to eventually move back to Colorado. I'm like, anytime you ask this kid about Colorado, he goes, I do not like Colorado when it is cold. I do not like the snow. Like, he's just like stank facing the whole time he's cold. Like, this kid is California born and bred. He wants to be in the sunshine. Don't give him any season.
Sunshine, vegetarian, uh-huh. And hardcore liberal.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's just like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit hard.
Republican's nightmare.
I know. I was like, what a cute little one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I did something.
Oh no!
In addition, no, it's a good thing.
Oh, okay. You're gonna be you've got like a scheming kind of face to you.
Nah, no schemes here. I listened to Taylor Swift's "Fool," whatever the newest album is.
Why?
I was doing a lot of driving this week, well, past weekend, and I was like, I need to listen to something new because all I've been listening to is Beyonce nonstop.
And that's what my experience with listening to Renaissance was. Is I was like, I've been listening to too much Taylor Swift, and I was like, I have to listen to it in the car, and I listened to the full album front to back in the car.
Yeah, so that's what I did, and I gotta say, pretty good. No skips. I say the first half of the album is exponentially better than the second half. But
did you listen to the 3 a.m. version?
Whatever. I listened to some version of it that had extra.
She's got so many versions.
Let me see. I can tell you. Give me one second.
Was there a song called Paris?
Yes.
That's a 3 a.m. version. I think that's the final song on the 3 a.m. version. It's one of the best songs.
It was like a remix with Ice Spice, I believe.
Oh, you. Wow. I'm going to tell you right now, I do skip that version. All the love to Ice Spice, but I do skip that version.
I liked it. It just, hold on. Let me get to music.
So you might have been listening to the Till Dawn edition. Yeah, you are. You listen to the Till Dawn
edition.
Yeah,
that's what I was listening to. Yep.
Well, and the thing I'm so glad you like it.
I told SIRI to play the newest album. Of course, the Taylor version of 1989 came up. I was like, that's not what I want. So yeah, I was listening to Midnight's Till Dawn edition. So the last song in there is, the Karma remix with Ice Spice. I really liked the lesbian song, Lavender Haze. I liked...
I was like, which one is the lesbian song to you?
Well, the obvious lesbian song.
Okay. To me, there's a couple.
I mean, there are a couple, but the title in that...
Yeah. I mean... That's a direct reference. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maroon was very good. I liked Anti-Hero. I like the first half of it. I'm like, all these songs are very good. Mm-hmm. And then I got kind of sleepy toward the end. Karma was good.
Mastermind's one of my fucking favorites.
Mastermind was good, too. Paris is very gay as well, right?
I know. I love it.
Yeah. I thought it was
Maroon
very
is also
album.
Very gay.
Yes,
because also songs. I've never kissed a man and said his lips were maroon, because maroon is a shade. That's a lipstick. Unless and I personally have never kissed lips. A man
if
with lipstick.
Just sucking real hard that they turn maroon
like a blowfish. Yeah, it's different. I forgot that's on Till Dawn edition. That was later one.
But yeah, I had a good time listening.
But, I'm glad.
Why does she sound like she's singing through a filter the whole time?
Because she is. She's mixing things up. She's trying. She like what I do appreciate about her. It's like besides like Folklore and Evermore. Every album she comes out with, she like really changes up genre and like all of that stuff. So like you can't ever. Think like the only times you'll mix up what songs are on what album is like Folklore and Evermore. So I do appreciate that. But this is like the first time that she's worked with black producers. And my friend Maite was listening to it and she immediately paused. She does reaction videos and she paused and she goes, black people had something to do with this. And then she like searched it and she was like, oh, without a doubt. She was like, I can just tell. That was in the very beginning of Lavender Haze that she was like, I know someone produced this who's not white. Yeah, she like really went for it reminded me a little bit of like 1989, kind of like going through like the vocoder and that kind of stuff. But I like it. There's like a couple skips for me because they're just sad. So like bigger than the whole sky. I'm like, too sad. With love, too sad. Not, I'm saying with love, it's too sad, my girl. I usually skip, which people will be so mad. I usually skip vigilante shit because there's just something about like the bass in it that like gets into my rib cage and hurts. And I'm like, I can't listen to this.
I like that one too.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I just have an issue with certain
sounds. I like
sounds.
It because it was a storytelling one. You know, oh, you that's what I miss is her storytelling.
Okay. Well, can I give you a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
You need to listen to No Body, No Crime from Evermore featuring Haim.
I think I know that song.
It's a song. It's just, it is like the Chicks song, mm-hmm. Goodbye Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, let's make a song about killing your husband. It's like, once upon a time, we murdered your husband. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. That's also a storytelling song. It was.
Once upon a time, I was a hoe. That is not just storytelling. It is
a great fable start.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And I'm admitting it. I think you'd like, if you miss her storytelling ones, I think you'd really like Folklore and Evermore. I could give you some recommendations. Because The Last Great American Dynasty is very storytelly. With Betty, that we could get into the whole trilogy. There's like Betty, August, and James. And so those are all like a storyline that weaves through. But the whole point of Folklore is that she just like allegedly made up all of these different stories.
I was familiar with that, yeah.
So I think you'd like some of those. But Betty's a good one. And Betty's got that twang you like. There's a banjo on Betty. Okay. Betty, I don't want to get copyright stricken because that girl is, she's fast with that
she's
shit.
She's litigious.
She is incredibly litigious.
Well, we can go after her because we were like, don't blame me. Yeah. Had that first.
We actually had that before you, my guy. So, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's so fun. I got to watch the movie. I still haven't seen it.
Well, you got time.
You know what? I have so much. I have more time than I know what to fucking do with. Unfortunately, I will in fact be watching the rest of the Santa Claus show first.
How much more do you have?
I've got like, there's only like 6 episodes a season. And I think I've got like 3 or 4 left of the second season.
Okay. Are they hour long?
No, I don't think so. It is for children. Most of the actors in the show are children.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone's like, is this bad? And everyone's like, is this good? And I was like, no, it's actually really bad. And then a couple people are like, oh my God, I loved the show. And I was like, okay. I would love to ask a follow-up question, but I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not very well done. But,
okay. You
know, it's good. But I've been making Mats come up to have lunch with me in the day. And then watch a lie to me during the afternoon.
While you're breathing your germs on him?
No, we eat at different times and we have masks on. We alternate. And he sends me, we do like the crossword still, but he'll like send me it because I don't have the full account. He does. Mm. So like send me a screenshot of it and then he'll like yell like, okay, this is the clue. What do you think? It's taking us a lot longer than normal.
You know what? Now I'm thinking that because I used to do crossword all the time and then I stopped and I think I'm still paying for it.
Oh, I think it's a year long subscription.
Yeah.
So you should check when
paid it in like over a year.
Yeah. You should check.
Yeah.
See if you can either join back on, join us in our crossword games. And hey, they give a lot of, soap opera clues.
Mm. Okay.
Which I've gotten better at. Just based on my knowledge from you.
I love it. You're welcome.
Ayo. My Irish queen.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's Ayo, not Ayo.
She's got everything you love. You love a Nigerian.
Oh my God, Melissa. I didn't even make that connection. A Nigerian Irish woman. Mm-hmm. She's checking off. There's literally is... Is Io Irish? A guide to the internet's best joke. And it's like a photo of her on an Irish flag. Like, I'm obsessed.
What is that animal in the front?
A donkey, because that's what she played.
I couldn't see. Flashed it real fast.
Yeah, it's just so funny. Her outfits have been looking really cute. Oh, well, we hope you enjoyed this Tuesday that you have been seen to, that we have seen to.
Yeah. And thank you for really sticking this out, because I was like, we can just do like bonus episodes because we've got several ads to record. But
yeah,
thank you for doing the full day.
She's
minus one.
Got it. We've got this. It's going on. I apologize to everybody for having to hear this voice for the week, but
we're about to record three ads with this voice.
So sorry, everybody. We will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Goodbye.